You're listening to David Bevan on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Joel Wilkinson is the director of Citify, which is, as I understand it, the applicant for this big development that's planned for the Buckingham Arms. Good morning, Joel Wilkinson.
G'day, David. How are you?
Very well. Now, I've only been driving up the road for nearly 40 years, Joel, but I always forget the name of that little road that connects the city area, the parklands, with Northeast Road. Is it Northcote Road?
Northcote. On the corners, Northcote and Walkersville.
Yeah. See, I don't need to know the name of it because I know where it is and I know how to get up it. But that's, for people who aren't familiar with it, that's where the Buckingham Arms is. And it's been there a very long time. It's a landmark pub. But you want to redevelop it.
Yeah, look, last year was earmarked for rezoning and it went through that process with state government. And now we're going to step into revamp the pub. We're keeping the local heritage pub and doing some apartments behind.
It is a massive development, though. Looking at the aerial view of a mock-up, this is pretty intensive development. Can you explain to our listeners what it is you've planned?
Yeah, so it is a 10 level building with 140 apartments, and it'll feature retail on the ground floor, probably 6 to 8 tenancies, and then some townhouses at the rear between the interface of the apartment building and the other residential at the rear.
Has the approval, and we're talking about three large blocks, is that fair? It's divided up into three large blocks that they all sit cheek to jowl, but yeah, that's what it will look like.
There's three separate buildings connected by a glass walkway, basically.
Okay. And have you got all your approvals?
So it's currently lodged with the state government in the SCAP process. So, the development of that size got called up from the local council to the state government. It's currently out at public consultation.
So you haven't got your approvals yet, but you did manage to get it out of the clutches of a local government and put it up into the state planning approval.
I guess you can understand it's a pretty significant development. So
yeah. Is it the case, Joel, that developers would rather deal with a state commission assessment panel than your local council?
I guess it depends on the size of the application and where it is, and also the process that goes in. Some of them mandatorily have to go to the state government and some of them have to go to the local council. So I guess it just depends on what you're lodging and where.
All right. Now, we'll come back to you in a moment to find out more of the timeline here. But Melissa Jones is the mayor of the city of Walkerville. Good morning, Mayor Jones.
Good morning, David.
Well, are you happy with this? You're happy it's been taken out of your control? And if it goes ahead, would you be happy with these three big blocks built there?
Well, as Joel mentioned, the land there was rezoned last year, which allows now high-intensity mixed use on the site. But during that rezoning process, council did express its desire for 4 to 5 stories. So we're now looking at a 10-storey building.
Yeah.
So it is significantly higher than what council had expressed in its submissions during that rezoning process. And we have had the opportunity in August this year to put in some submissions to SCAP on the development. And some of the issues that we raised as part of that were stormwater management. So there's not, in the design at the moment, it lacks water-sensitive urban design details. So how the treatment and management of stormwater on a design of that scale will be treated.
Right.
We've also raised concerns about traffic management. So obviously there's Northcote Terrace on one side, but Walkerville Terrace is on the other side of this building. And that's one lane in and out of the city. And there's a lack of on-street parking around that area. Its access and egress from the site will be difficult, especially if you're coming in from Northcote Terrace or Walkerville Terrace. And there will be, obviously, with 180-something apartments to be built, commercial and retail designated on the site,
right,
there's a concern of the additional vehicle movements. But I suppose most importantly, I think, for the community of Walkerville is the heritage impacts. Obviously, we're happy to see the Buckingham Arms pub retained because that goes back to the 1800s.
Yes.
So it's a very old building for Adelaide and it has that heritage value. But it's also the impact on the whole of the Walkerville and Gilberton area. And in our submission in August to SCAP, we did say that the proposed development, we think, does detract from the setting and presentation of the heritage of the area. And we think that there should be further design development to mitigate some of those impacts.
You have got the old highways building, which was turned into apartments on the other end of Walkerville Terrace, haven't you? It's not unusual to have a big block in Walkerville. I know Walkerville is gorgeous, by the way. I mean, it's got to be the premier place to go. It's like a little village. Most of us would never go to Walkerville because it's protected by these big roads, and so you all live in it. It's like something out of the Shire. It's gorgeous, but you do have some big blocks there.
Yeah, so that the what is now the Watson was the former Department of Transport building. That had been there since, I think, the 1960s.
Absolutely.
And the place where it is within Walkerville, it doesn't impact as much on local residents because you've got the Torrens on one side, you've got roads around it, a shopping centre.
Yeah.
So it's not really imposing on the character of other homes in that area.
No,
so you need to look at it differently.
Yeah, no, I can see your point. It is tugged down by the river. This thing's going to be stuck out for everybody to see. Okay, so you don't like the car parking, you don't like the height, you've got stormwater concerns, and you think it might change the heritage values of the area, but it doesn't matter because you haven't got any say.
Well, that's right. And so it has been called in by the minister. So we're, as a council, really encouraging people who have a view on the development to put in their submissions to SCAP. It's open for public consultation now until the 26th of October. And so we really encourage residents, people in the community. And we think it doesn't only impact the people around, directly surrounding the area, but further into Walkerville because it's the gateway to Walkerville. People will travel up and down Walkerville Terrace and Northcote Terrace to get in and out of Walkerville. So it will have an impact on the broader community as well.
All right, then. Well, Melissa Jones, Mayor of the City of Walkerville, thank you very much for your time. Just coming back to you, Joel Wilkinson, Director of Citify, which is the applicant for the development. What's your two things? One is, are you going to do anything about the height, car parking, stormwater, heritage impacts? We haven't got a lot of time, but are you addressing those issues? And the second thing is, what's the timeline here? When are you going to start turning soil?
So I will say we do have 300 car parks proposed to the development, so that adds another 60 visitor car parks. So we have taken into account that there's not very much available on street car parking there. The water-sensitive design will work through with the engineers when we get a bit further down the process, but that's definitely something we're going to implement. We spend a lot of time in the last 12 months going through design review panels with the state government architect. They've looked over the design several times. We've had to redefine it maybe three times already, but we are conscious that it is a 10-level building, but it is a significant development site, so you do get uplift for retaining heritage in the area. We're going to spend $1 million renovating this pub, so it's got to look good.
When do you get a decision?
Look, I think the process from now will probably be about another 3 months, hopefully. That's our expectation.
All right, then there's Christmas. We're already talking about Christmas. So you'll get a decision before Christmas
hopefully,
or in the new year?
Hopefully early next year.
Early next year. Won't be a Christmas present for the people of Citify. Maybe a New Year's present you'd be looking for.
Well, hope for the best. But look, I think the public consultation process is a good process. So it is important for everyone to have their views and points. And I do encourage anyone to make a submission if they would like.
Okay, so submissions are being accepted. If you've got a thought about this historic site, corner of Walkerville Terrace, Northcote, it's going to be big. It's about 10 stories. The Buckingham Arms will be preserved, the actual old pub, but behind it will be three very large apartment blocks. So there we are. Decision probably early in the new year. It's 19 minutes past 10. In a moment,